Blog Talk Radio. Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart
could feel again. You see, I was so hurt, never knew the pain.
beautiful, beautiful rendition by Tamla Mann. This place, amen. I don't know what place you're in today, amen, but I know one thing. If you're in the place where God has instructed you, then guess what? You're in a safe place. Amen. If you have been adhering to the commandments, if you have been adhering to the leading of the Spirit, amen. The Bible said the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's why we have to tap into the Holy Ghost. That's why we have to tap into this power that God has given us, dunamis power. Oh, glory to God. I bless the Lord today. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I thank him for being in this place. Amen. A place where I want to serve him. A place where I want to dedicate myself to him. A place where I want to just labor in his word, labor in his love, labor in his protection, in his provision. Glory to God. This place. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you once again to a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. We weren't able to tap in on yesterday. We were in a different place. Amen. And couldn't get things together with this computer, but that's all right. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice in this day. Amen. Tomorrow is gone, but what are we doing today? Amen. I bless God. I thank him for this wonderful opportunity. I thank him for being able to just have a word. Amen. Just being able to have a place. Amen. Where we can just call on the name of the Lord, where we can just lift up his name and give him glory and give him honor and give him praise. Amen. So we welcome you to a time of reflection. Amen. We will be on tomorrow. Amen. I get a little messed up sometime with these schedulings and what have you, because we're at 3 days a week as opposed to five. Amen. And today is already Wednesday, so we have another day on tomorrow, and you don't want to miss tomorrow. We're gonna have an awesome man of God, amen, that love the Lord, that love God's people, and that is sincere about this gospel. Amen. And that's none other than Pastor George Spinks. Amen. All the way out of New Jersey and by the way of Virginia. Glory to God. So tune in tomorrow. You certainly will be able to hear this awesome man of God on tomorrow. But we're going to continue on with our subject matter this week. Amen. We're carrying over from last week, and that topic was encouraged. Amen. And we're continuing today, this week, with that same topic, encouraged. I just believe that the Lord is not through speaking. Amen. And when the Lord is not through speaking, we got to continue to let him flow. Amen. So we want to just thank God for that. Amen. I see another call on our list. See Pastor Spinks on the line right now. I don't know if he's available. Maybe he can open up with the word of prayer. If not, I'll come right on. Amen. Thank God. God bless you, Pastor Spinks. Is that you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Are you working, or are you able to open up with a word of prayer for us on today?
Yes, I'm able to open up with prayer. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. So good to see you on the line. I'm strengthened every time I see a man of God. I tell you, that gives me supernatural strength. Amen. And it also strengthened my spirit, man. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we give you praise on this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Father God, we give you honor. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for coming from praise to worship. Father God, we thank you on this afternoon. room, God. Father God, we look into you, God. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost come on down, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to take over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless this broadcast. Hallelujah. Like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to anoint this broadcast. Father God, this afternoon, move by your spirit, God. Speak to your people today, God. We need a word from you, God. Father God, we thank you that we can be encouraged on this afternoon. Father God, we ask you to have your way, God. We thank you for this dynamic, anointed, and appointed leader visionary over this Blog Talk Ministry Radio Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministry. Father God, we ask you to continue to use Pastor Adrian Bernard, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God, even the more, God, for the excitement at hand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to shield and protect, be a hedge of protection around us, God. Father God, just ministry, God. We come against anything that's not like you, God. We cast down every vain imagination, every high thing. Exalts itself above all that is your knowledge, God, ready to avenge the disobedient, bringing into captivity the mind, every thought to your obedience, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thy will be done, oh God, in earth as it is in heaven. Have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God, that no weapon shall form against, in the mighty name of Jesus. The tongue in judgment will not condemn thee. Father God, we thank you, Lord, to have a heritage on today. Father God, move by your spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As the callers are coming in, God, have your way, God. Touch the hearts this afternoon. Touch the minds, God. Send on healing today. Send on deliverance, God. Restore, God, revelate today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, stir up the gifts today. Father God, the nine gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah, the fivefold ministry. Father God, move by your Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the time of sowing. We thank you for the time of harvest, for the time of reaping. Father God, we thank you right now for unspeakable joy. Father God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for the altar calls, God. Father God, we thank you for the addition to the royal family of priesthood. For you add to the church daily, such as should be saved. Father God, touch the veins today. Father God, touch every ear listening in. Let us have an ear to hear. Father God, move by your spirit. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. We decree, God, peace in the atmosphere. Your perfect love that casteth out fear. Father God, we thank you right now. For turning things around even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, for the people of God, for the household of faith, for the body of baptized believers, water baptism, spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for holiness. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. We declare it right now, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Father God, unto your name, not unto us, but unto you, God. So, God, let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We give your name the praise. Oh, we give you praise right now. For what you've done already, what you're doing right now, and we're excited for what you're about to do in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We decree it by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and soon to come in Jesus. We pray for his sake. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Oh, you don't know more shy for them. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Spink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. As I begin to just, hey, you don't know more shy.
meditate upon God's word. Oh, God, I said, Lord, hallelujah. What would you have us to speak unto the people today? Glory to God. Encouraged. And I'm not always, hallelujah, the one that can proclaim that they know what God is speaking in this hour. Amen. I'm led by the Spirit of God, and with the Spirit of God speak, how the Spirit of God direct and lead, that's how I govern myself. Amen. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. So I'm leaning on God's understanding, not on my own, because he said, when you lean unto your own understanding, then you're walking in your way. Amen. But when you lean unto his son, when you lean not unto your understanding, but to his understanding, he said, he will lead and guide and direct you. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the Spirit of the living God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. For it is a discerner. Amen. It is a discerner. Glory to God. It is a discerner. And it will lead and guide and direct you. Hallelujah. So I bless God today. I thank God for all that he's doing. Amen. Amen. When I begin to look and study a little bit about this word encouraged. Amen. You know, in order to be encouraged, amen, there must be some discouragement. Ah, glory to God. Because if you're always encouraged, then that means you've never been discouraged. Amen. But discouragement, ah, glory to God, brings on encouragement. And how do we get discouraged? You don't know about Shia. That's what the Lord wants to speak to our hearts today. What is causing us to be discouraged? God wants us to be encouraged. Amen. And when we begin to look at that word encourage, it says to inspire someone with the courage or confidence to do something. Amen. It also says to make something more appealing or more likely to happen. Amen. So when you engross yourself into the word of God, you will get encouraged. Amen. Now, there are some things, amen, that the Lord have given us that may discourage us, because when we get outside of God's will, then we experience discouragement. But when you're walking in God's will, then you must be encouraged. Amen. Because when you trust God's word, amen, we know that God's word, hallelujah, God's word is true. Amen. His word is life. Glory to God. His word is forever settled in heaven. It's everlasting. It's perpetual. Amen. It's going to go to the end of this world. Glory to God. So encourage, to inspire with courage, inspire someone with courage or confidence. Amen. Glory to God, to spur on, to stimulate. Amen. When you begin to get into this word, it begins to stimulate your brain. It begins to stimulate your will. It begins to stimulate your desires. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to inspire with courage, give somebody a courage, to give them hope. Amen. To persuade them, to let them know that it's going to be all right. Amen. Glory to God. It's going to be all right. You know, the test and the trials, our test and our trials, they come to make us strong. Amen. God, I don't think God is a God that would give us a test that we couldn't pass. Anytime God begin to test us, he already know the strength that we have to go through it. Glory to God. But when we begin to lose focus, amen, like Peter, you know, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, when Jesus told him to bid him to come to him on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, amen, he was able to walk on the water. Glory to God. But when he began to take his eyes off Jesus, and then he began to focus on that water, he became fearful. Ah, experiencing in this day that we're living in. We're getting away from the things of God. We're getting away from the will of God. We're getting away from the instructions of God. And what are we doing? We're leaning to our own understanding. We're leaning to our friends. We're leaning to our spouses. We're leaning, oh, glory to God, we're leaning on something that's momentary. Ah, God, oh, God, oh, God. We're looking for something to stimulate us. We're looking for something to awaken us. Well, once you get into the Word of God, it's already there to awaken you. Ah, it's already there to stimulate you. It's already there to activate everything that's in your spirit, man, to come forth. Glory to God. So I said, Lord, where do we go? Where do we go? And the Lord told me to go to Isaiah. Ah, God, glory to God. And as I began to look, Jesus, at this prophet Isaiah, hallelujah, we all know that Isaiah was a major prophet, amen, and he prophesied in the day, glory to God, he prophesied in the day of King Uzziah. Not only in the day of King Uzziah, we all know that he also prophesied in the day of Uzziah and Amaziah, which was Uzziah's father. Amen. And then also King Jotham. Amen. Which was Uzziah's son. And I began to just look at this thing. I said, well, Lord, why are you taking me here? And Lord just said, just do what I'm instructing you to do. Amen. And I know you're talking about encourage today, but he said, I want you to open up my people's minds. I want you to open up their minds and open up their ear gates, amen, and open up their eye gates where they can hear and where they can see, glory to God. So as I begin to look at, oh God, I bless you today, as I begin to look at Isaiah, and we're going to go to that chapter today, Isaiah, and I'm being led of God. God told me to go to Isaiah chapter 6. Oh God, I bless you today. And as I begin to look at that first verse in the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, glory to God, hallelujah, let me turn to it right here, I had it right here, it reads, it says, in the year that King Uzziah, and some may say Uzziah, some may say Uzziah, but I'm saying Uzziah, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. Listen, people. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died. Now, this is chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 6. When you go to Isaiah chapter 1, glory to God, that is the first chapter in this book. Amen. God gave Isaiah commission in Isaiah chapter 6, but God was already dealing with the prophet in the first chapter. That first verse in Isaiah 1 said, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and also Hezekiah, kings of Judah. It says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? What is the Lord saying today? Talking about encourage. Well, go back again to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Well, let me give you a little history about Uzziah, King Uzziah. King Uzziah, hallelujah, was placed upon the throne to reign at the age of 16 years old. Amen. And he reigned for about 52 years. He was one of the longest kings that reigned. Amen. And he walked with the Lord. The first part of his life, he walked with the Lord. Amen. And he began to, hallelujah, get instructions from the prophet Zechariah. Glory to God. But there came a day, oh God, there came a day in his life when his heart became proud and he began to get lifted up in his own mind. I'm talking about being encouraged today. And Isaiah, amen, even though he had been commissioned, how many know when you are in the midst of someone with power, someone with authority, someone with rank, we begin to get weak. Glory, we get weak because guess what? We're not trusting God. Isaiah wasn't fully trusting God, and he couldn't implement the mission that God, the commission that God had given him, because guess what? Isaiah was a thorn in his side. Glory to God. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? What are you trying to say to the people today? Well, the Lord told me the reason we're not encouraged, amen, because we got our eyes and our focus on Isaiah. Hallelujah. How many out there today have an Isaiah in your life? Amen. And God has given you a commission. God has, glory to God, God has even given you a vision, but you are afraid. You're afraid because your mind and your eyes is upon the King. Glory to God. But God told me to tell you today to get rid of Isaiah. Isaiah must die. You know, the Mosiah. And if I was able to use a topic today to go along with encourage, I would say, after Isaiah died, hallelujah, then you'll be encouraged. So, glory to God. We got to get rid of Isaiah. Glory to God. But guess what? Amen. When you come against God's people, glory to God, all you got to do is give it to the Lord. All you got to do is say, Lord, this battle is not mine. This battle is not mine. Why isn't it mine? Because God gave me the charge. I didn't go before myself. God gave me the charge. And since God gave me the charge, I'm giving it back to him and letting him know, Lord, this is your battle. This is your battle, glory. And I can't fight it alone. I have to give it to you. So the Lord told me to tell you all today, you know, Mosiah, glory to God. Isaiah could not carry out the commission until Isaiah was dead. You know, the Mosiah. Then his eyes became open. Then he was able to see. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? There's some things in our lives, hallelujah, that keep us discouraged. Why? Why do they keep us discouraged? They keep us discouraged because God isn't pleased. They keep us discouraged because we're walking in our own ways. They keep us discouraged because we allow fear. We allow fear to come upon us, and we fail to take God at his word. Oh, but my Bible tells me that God is not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he'd have to even repent. Oh, glory to God. When God says something, that settles it, baby. When God says something, all you got to do is move upon it. When you move upon it, God, you'll see God. Glory to God, you'll feel his presence. And things will begin to change in your life. God, he'll do a turnover. God, how many know about a 360? Can't nobody do a 360 like God. Oh, glory to God, but we got to get rid of Isaiah. God, and I'm speaking to myself. I'm preaching to myself today, too. Glory to God, I could couldn't understand. I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, go to Isaiah and tell him, hallelujah, that the king ought to die. Hallelujah. Do you know God will kill the king for you? Glory to God. Oh, yes, he did. He killed Uzziah and got Uzziah out the way. Hallelujah. Uzziah went into the temple, went into the house of the Lord, and you know it was a sacred thing, amen, for the priest. Nobody could burn incense in the sanctuary but the priest. Oh, but this man, this king, he got proud. He was lifted up. Oh, how many know when we turn our back on God, amen, God will give us another spirit, and that's what he did with Uzziah. He gave him another spirit. Amen. He went in and began to burn incense. He began to disregard the order. He began to disregard the priest. Amen. When you disregard the set man or the set woman, amen, you find yourself in trouble. You know, you'll find yourself in trouble. Amen. He disregarded the priest. And he said, I'm going up in here and I'm going to burn the incense. I'm going to do this thing. Forget the priest. Uh-huh. But guess what? Leprosy struck him. Amen. He died a leper. Hallelujah. And when the leprosy struck him, his son had to take over. Oh, God. But God told me today to tell you, people of God, Uzziah must die. Oh, glory to God. As long as Uzziah lives, we can't fulfill the commands of God. We can't fulfill the promises of God. We'll never be encouraged until we let Uzziah die. Oh, glory to God. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord. I was able to see him then. Because guess what? Uzziah died. Something has to die for life to bring to come forward. The Bible said, let a seed fall into the ground. Hallelujah. There be no life. Oh, glory to God. He said, I saw the Lord. And he was sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. Glory to God. You know, Moshiach. High and lifted up. And his train, listen, people of God, when Uzziah died, Isaiah began to get courage. Amen. He began to encourage himself. Oh, glory to God. And he began to talk about, hallelujah, how God glory filled the temple. Oh, God, we better get our eyes off Uzziah and put our eyes on our coming Savior. Hallelujah. He says, train filled the temple. And listen, we're going to read these few more verses and I'm done. That's what the Lord told me to tell you today. Uzziah must die. If you want to be encouraged today, you better kill Uzziah. You better go back to the throne of grace and ask God to get rid of those Uzziahs. Because these Uzziahs is killing us. What are you talking about, Sister Benoit? I call Uzziah. It's somebody that won't pray. There's an Uzziah in your life. When you fail to pray, amen, when you fail to fast, there's an Uzziah in your life. When you fail to walk circumspectly, Uzziah is in your life. How am I going to be encouraged when I got all of these little foxes and they are destroying the vine? He said, a little foxes destroy the vine. You're going to keep on picking. You're going to keep on doing this, doing that. Amen. And it's destroying your vine. That's why you don't have no peace. Amen. That's why you're not happy. That's why you're failing to fulfill the vision that God gave you. Habakkuk said, write the vision and make plain. When God give a man a oh, woman of vision. Amen. You got to run. Hey, you know, Messiah. You got to stay focused. You can't let nothing deter you. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's family. Amen. Some of our family members are liars, and we have to kill them. They have to die. I'm not saying literally. Don't kill nobody. Amen. But anything killing you has got to die. Anything causing me to miss the mark has got to die. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. He said, I'm at verse 2, now 6 and 2. He said, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. Look how he's seeing God now. But he wasn't able to see God because his mind and his heart was on King Uzziah. He said, each one had 6 wings, Mother Charity. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And listen, at verse 3 said, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moves at the voice of him that cried. Your post will move when you begin to cry out to the Lord, when you begin to get your eyes and your mind off of Uzziah. And the house was filled with smoke. We had burnt fire. Then said I, listen, this is Isaiah talking. He said, woe is me. Hey, glory to God, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King. Now he's able to testify. Now he's able to encourage himself, because King Uzziah is dead. Amen. And Uzziah said, oh, glory to God, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And drop down to verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth. He's talking about the cold. And said, lo, this had touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. What are you saying? Isaiah is already confessing. He's already confessing to the Lord that I had my eyes and I had my mind on King Uzziah. And while my mind was on him, I couldn't see your glory. I couldn't see you, Lord. But now, this year, you decided to take Uzziah out. And now my vision is clear now. I can, somebody wrote a song, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see clearly now. King Uzziah is dead. You're almost shy. Glory to God. And listen at what he's saying. He said, he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lord, this had touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away. God is forgiving him. He purged him. He said, thy sin is purged. And verse 8 said, I'm in Isaiah chapter 6. He said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Listen at, now he's able to hear God. When you get rid of Uzziah, you'll be able to hear God. He said, Lord, glory to God, whom shall I send? The Lord said, he said, I heard the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Okay, God, you said, Lord, I want to be used, but we still have Uzziah there. Uzziah is alive in our life. Let Uzziah die. And then you begin to go back to God and tell God, Lord, if you call me, if you send me, I'll go. And he said, who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. What is Isaiah saying? Lord, I already knew that you had given given me a commission. Amen. But I got afraid. Amen. I was afraid of the king. I was afraid of his authority. I was afraid of his power. But now, God, he's dead. So I'm coming back to you, Lord God. And I'm asking you to clean me up. Create in me a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within me. Whatever you do, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Lord God, I'm ready now. I'm saying, I'm going to go, God. Send me. I'm ready now. I've been fortified. Hallelujah. I refocused myself. I'm re-strategizing. I'm repositioning myself because the king, Uzziah, is out the way. Oh, glory to God. Ah, God. And he said, then said I, here am I, send me. And verse 9 said, and the Lord said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed. He's giving Isaiah the instructions. He said, tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. Ah, and that's what was going on. Isaiah was hearing, but he couldn't understand because King Uzziah was a distraction. King Uzziah was an idol, really. Amen. When you begin to be afraid, when you begin to walk in fear, amen, and you begin to give more attention to that thing than what you're giving to God, glory to God, you'll become discouraged. And he said, see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes. Look at God, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. He was talking to the people of Israel, amen, because they had turned away from God. And that's what happened. Oh, when we turn away from this word, when we turn away from God's instruction, we'll give heed to seducing spirits. And those seducing spirits, mother, they came to lead captive silly women. Amen. Anything you allow to seduce you, and it's not of God, glory to God, is going to take you into another place. We open up with the song, this place. Amen. Stay in a place of safety. Stay in the ark of safety. Glory to God. Keep your eyes and your ears attentive to the Lord. Glory, Lord God, I did what you, I did almost shot you. Then said I, Lord, how long? Isaiah asked him, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted and without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. But listen at what God said, but yet in it shall be a tent. Hallelujah. God gonna always have a remnant. God gonna always have him somebody that's willing to go. God gonna always have an army that's gonna rise. Oh, yeah, no more shy. That's gonna rise and march and do what he has told them to do. And he said, and it shall return, and it shall be eaten, and as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. I heard the Lord tell me today, to tell you all, if you want to stay encouraged, if you want to be encouraged, not discouraged, but encouraged, I'll go back to the drawing board. Hallelujah. Forsake not the old landmark. Return. Return. We got to go back and earnestly contend, mother. The Bible says earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Hallelujah. We can't get caught up in all these things going on in the world. We can't get caught up. Glory to God, we have to return. Glory to God, we have to get our mind. Hallelujah, off the Pope. Bowing now, I get no more shy. The Bible say give honor to whom honor is due. That's all right. Hallelujah. But the Pope ain't God. Glory to God. The Pope ain't God. You better give your obeisance to the Lord. Amen. You better kill those desires before they kill you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though Isaiah had leprosy, he could have sent out an order to kill Isaiah. But how many know if God be for you, he's more than the world is against you? God told me, I didn't know what you were saying today, Lord. I understand it a little bit better now. No notes. All I had was the definition for encourage. The Lord told me to go to Isaiah 6 and 1. He said, He said, hear ye the word of the Lord today. The Lord said, in the year that King Isaiah died, something has got to die. The Bible said we have to modify these members. Hallelujah. Every day we have to let something die. Don't tell me that you don't have nothing in your life need to die. If so, you need to be like Enoch and Elisha. You need to ask God to translate you. But since you're not translated, then let me know that you got some things that must die. Amen. Isaiah must die. If we want to be encouraged, we gotta let Isaiah die. When Isaiah died, that's when Isaiah said he saw the Lord. He saw him, hallelujah. He was lifted high upon a throne. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Oh, I bless God today. I bless God today. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through, people of God. Hey, you might be in the storm of your life. You might be in the fight of your life. Amen. But you better get the testimony of Muhammad. Muhammad Ali said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. What are you saying? Amen. I'm going to keep on riding. Hallelujah. Until I see what God has for me. Amen. I might have to cry every day. Glory to God. I may have to wear the same apparel every day. Amen. I might have to eat the same meal every day. Hallelujah. Oh, but long as I keep my eyes on Jesus, as long as I'm attentive to his voice, he said, my sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger, they won't follow. Hallelujah. Quit running all over. Looking for a word. Get in the Bible. There's the word. Looking for a prophecy. About all we want from the prophets is a house and a new car. And we're not asking them give us the gift of discernment. We're not asking them to give a hallelujah or to pray that we get the Holy Ghost. We're not asking them hallelujah to teach us how to love. We're not asking them to give us a spirit of humility. We're not asking them for temperance. We're not asking them for meekness. We're not asking them for long suffering. All we asking for is the temporal things. But my Bible tells me, if my ways please God, he'll give me the desires of my heart. In Matthew 6 and 20, 33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Get rid of Isaiah, and you'll be encouraged. God, encourage to walk with God. Encourage, amen, to push your plate back. Encourage, amen, to intercede for your brothers and sisters. Encourage to think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. Encourage to know that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Encourage to know that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Courage to know that I will lift up mine eyes unto my heels, from whence cometh my help, for all of my help come from the Lord. Encourage to know when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock. Encourage to know that I can still call on the Lord and he'll answer. Encourage to know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it, they belong to the Lord. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged today. I'm encouraged. You know why? Amen. Because I'm going back to the drawing board. Amen. Uzzah, I got to die. Uzzah, I have to die. Oh, glory, don't let him live any longer in your life. Get rid of him today. Tell him you got to go. I can't go out like this. I suffered too long. I prayed too long. I fasted a many days for this anointing, and I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh, God, I love you today. Didn't know how you was going to do this thing today. Hey, you know, Moshiach, didn't know what you was going to speak. Oh, but I heard you say, go to Isaiah and tell him, Isaiah must die. Oh, I bless him today. Hey, you know, Moshiach, I bless him today. Amen. Isaiah must die, people of God. If we want to be encouraged, amen, we got to make sure there's no Uzzahs living in our lives. Amen, because as long as Uzzah live, you won't be able, you won't be able, you won't be able to be encouraged in the Lord. You won't be able to hear God's voice. Didn't he tell them in that scripture? They going to hear. Ah, y'all almost shy, yeah. They going to hear and hear not. They going to see and see not. Ah, y'all almost shy, yeah. That's what happens when we allow these giants to live in our lives. Amen. We got to die. Y'all almost shy, yeah. Ask the Lord for strength today. Amen. I pray for everyone on this line. Y'all almost shy, yeah. I pray for everyone on this line today. Hallelujah. Kill Isaiah. Oh, let him die. And when he dies, you'll be able to see the Lord. Amen. Excuse me. His train will fill your temple. Hallelujah. Go back to the drawing board, people of God. It ain't too late. Don't let the enemy dissuade you. All of them are to dissuade you. Amen. Keep on looking to Jesus. Amen. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in always turn it away. Amen. Sometimes, sometimes we feel like we've gotten too far out. Amen. We've strayed away. And we don't know how to come back. Oh, well, I'm telling you to visit Psalms 51 today. And all you got to do is tell the Lord to create in you. Hallelujah. Go to Psalms 91. Tell him to hide you again. Cover him. He said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's all God is looking for. He wants us to repent. Amen. He wants us to be encouraged. God wants us to live. He's not interested in killing us. He's not interested in us dying. He said, I would that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, glory to God. Don't let these Uzziahs move you off the foundation. Amen. Honestly content for the faith. Amen. David said, I once was old, but now I'm old. Oh, God said, he'll never forsake the righteous. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, quit looking to folks. Amen. And get your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah was looking at Isaiah, and he could not fulfill the commission that God had given him. Amen. Look at that. From chapter 1 all the way to chapter 5, it took to chapter 6 before Isaiah began to tell the Lord, here am I. Send me. Yes. Hallelujah. When God gives us that first commission, we're zealous. We're on fire when we first get illuminated. animated with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We want to take, God, we feel like we can run through troops. But you got to sit a little while, baby. Amen. You got to work out your soul salvation. Amen. You got to get rooted and grounded in this thing. Amen. You just don't come into this thing today. Amen. And then tomorrow, amen, you're able to go out and minister meat. You're a babe. Glory to God. You have to desire the sincere milk. The milk. Get the milk first, baby. Once you get the milk begins to strengthen you. Hallelujah. It begins to strengthen your bone. Amen. You don't know. Infant don't come out. A newborn baby don't come out the womb. Hallelujah. On no meat. Amen. They're on that milk. Amen. Some of them are on that milk for about a year, sometimes a year and a half before the mother begin to wean them off that Bible. Amen. We have to be weaned. Glory to God. We have to be weaned. Amen. I've been in this thing 30 years. I haven't arrived. Mother Charity been in this thing 50, 60 years, and she's still, hallelujah, desiring the sincere word. She's still looking to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody been in this thing this long. You can say, all right, they got it made. No, baby. The Bible say the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but those that endure. You have to endure. How do we endure? By getting this word in us every day. Glory to God, by being fed every day. Glory to God, by failing not to assemble ourselves. Desire, oh God, don't be deceived in this season. God, there's some scoffers in the land. Amen. There's some things that are cursed, and God told us to come out from among them and be ye separate. If we come out, we'll be encouraged. If we come out, amen, we'll be able to stand. Glory to God. Kill Uzziah. Uzziah must die. If you want to be encouraged, Uzziah must die. That's what the Lord told me to tell you today. I'm done. Glory to God. Mother Cherry. Hallelujah. God bless. God, I bless you today. That word is in my belly. He's saying to be rivers. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Flowing right now. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. It's flowing. Glory to God. I bless y'all today. Thank you. I gave y'all what the Lord gave me. That's it, Mother Rush. Mother Charity, Lord, I bless you. Woo, glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I am encouraged today. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. That was a word. That was a word coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. To encourage his people. Because with so much going on, we need to be encouraged today. Glory to God. So we look for the Lord, amen, to bless us. Glory to God. God bless you now, and I love you. Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I don't know if this Minister Cedric on the line. You're no more shy. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Mother. This Minister Cedric, God bless you. All right. Going back to Pastor Spinks, and then I see Sister Nitra. That's Sister Nitra on the line. Hallelujah. Pastor Spinks, God bless you, Mother. Good to see you. This Minister Cedric, he may not be able to say anything. Going back to Pastor Spinks. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Mother. Praise the Lord, Pastor. What a powerful message and encouragement. You is walking in the Spirit. Praise be to God. That's what the Word of God said. Encourage you one another. And I am truly encouraged this afternoon, hearing you go up in the fire of our God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I pray that God restores you and strengthens you even the more. Hallelujah. For the work that he has ordained for you to do. Oh, God Almighty, I am just encouraged right now. hearing you Lord, talking about Isaiah, and after King Uzziah died, hallelujah, some of us got some people in our life that is blocking us from going to the next level. But hallelujah, I tell you, I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. You said, hold on. I heard you say, hold on, in the spirit while you was ministering. I can hear the Lord say, hold on, hold on. Hallelujah. We got to wait on God. That's a thing. That was enough encouragement coming from you in the message on this afternoon. I feel like I just want to just run on. Hallelujah. Tell somebody else. Stop crying about your trouble. God is going to see you through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for you, Pastor. I encourage you to continue doing what God says the Lord. Hallelujah. I just say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And more, God bless you. Hallelujah. Stay on fire for God. Stay on fire for God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Pastor. There's so much I can say, but I just want to say, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless your mother.
Bless you, man of God. And Pastor Spinks is going to be ministering for us tomorrow. You don't want to miss this man of God tomorrow. We're still talking about encourage. Amen. God ain't through. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor Spinks. Tune in early. Going to be on early. Amen, and give us what thus say the Lord on tomorrow. Glory to God. Sister Nitra, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I was truly blessed and encouraged by the word. I thank and praise God for you and your obedience. And I just encourage you to continue to go on in the Lord. And I also release blessings upon you. God bless you.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Nitra.
Thank you,
glory to God. Sometimes when God gives you an assignment, you don't you'll never understand it fully. Just do what God said to.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
God knew who was going to be on this line today, Sister Nitra. I didn't know you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. But I just heard him saying, hey, you're the Messiah. I want them to see this. Amen. Because their eyes on some other things. Oh, you're the Messiah.
Yeah, of course.
I want them to put their eyes on me and realize that the king can't do nothing without my permission. Hey, sometimes we allow people to bind us. Amen.
Right.
We allow, we give them more power. We empower them to use it. We empower them to stop us from doing what God said, the Lord. But the devil be damned the day. Hey, you know?
Yes,
hallelujah. And all of his
glory.
Ends with him. Amen. I'm standing on the word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm going to do what God said, the Lord. I will not be discouraged. I'm going to be encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm going to get rid of these Uzziah.
Yes, glory. Hallelujah.
Sometimes things that come up even, you know, there's so much entertainment. We get wrapped up in these television shows and this, that, and the other. Anything that is going to lure you away from this word, anything that you're going to give more attention to than your salvation, than the plan of God, you're giving that thing too much power, baby.
That's right.
And
that's
where fasting teaches it's a discipline. Amen. And it teaches us how to refrain. It teaches us how to block out. It teaches us how to consecrate and meditate upon God's word. Now, we realize we live in this world. Now, amen. We ain't at home. We not holier than thou.
That's
amen.
Right.
Some things is going to affect us. Some things is good to engage in. But don't engage in nothing too much. Don't engage in sin. I'm not authorizing that. But, you know, if you want to go to the basketball game, catch yourself. Amen.
That's
but
right.
Don't let that basketball game or that football game cause you to miss forsaking yourself, cause you to miss what God is trying to speak to you in that hour. Amen. Because you can always you can catch these games and do a replay of what you call these DVRs and all this stuff and have it on TV and go back later and watch it.
Yeah.
But when God has given you a commission, if you've been commissioned to do something, don't let nobody deter you from that. Hallelujah.
because you're going to have to answer to God. If he tells you to do thus and thus and you don't do it, you in trouble with God. Amen. We worry about getting in trouble with our boss and our supervisors, but what about God? It's all right for us to get in trouble with God. Please. The devil is a lie. So God bless you, Sister Nitra.
God bless you
also. Amen. About 7, 8, 9 callers on the line today. But guess what? God knew every one of us. He knows us. Glory to God. Yes. Hey, 209. God bless you, Sister Nitra. Amen. 209. Last four of your number, 0738. I want y'all to be praying for Evangelist T. I haven't seen in a while. Glory to God. Call our name out, Evangelist Tier. Amen. God bless you. Call it.
God bless you. This is Leslie Priest calling from California. I give honor to God.
Hey, Leslie, Minister Leslie. God bless you.
I have a busy schedule this week, but I had to jump on, and at the time I jumped on, you know, the word was just for me. I'm feeling encouraged by the word, and you know, God was speaking to my spirit the other day, and I had a conversation with my pastor, who's my mom, and I said, you know, we're in that same season as the children in Egypt were, crying out to God. And in that particular season, when he just turned and heard their cry. And a lot of the saints have been suffering in health and in finances and, you know, spiritual warfare. And all of us crying up, and God is going to see turning his ear towards the faith, turning his ear towards the true believer, and he's about to raise them all up at once. He's about to deliver them from their circumstances at once. So in this hour, you know, it is important that we're fasting and praying and really tuning into God and what he's doing. He's shifting the atmosphere, and it's amazing to me that this morning I put on a teaching by R.C. Blake, and he prayed for this guy and told him to sing Shifting the Atmosphere. And it was the words of the song was, he's moving, he's breaking in the worship, he's shifting the atmosphere. And that's exactly what's taking place right now. That's exactly what is taking place on this line. And I just want to encourage y'all to know that he's turned his ear towards us. He's heard our cries, and he's answering our prayers. And, you know, that enemy, he's cunning. My mother, I said, people cannot blame things on the enemy. They have to say this anointing that is upon my life, you know,
my
and
God.
Every situation that we're facing right now is just used for us to tell our testimony, because God is pulling us out this season, and he wants us to open our mouth and share our testimony to help others with his power be delivered. God bless. I love
That's
you all.
It.
It's always encouraging. It's always inspirational when I'm on this line, and I always receive. And, you know, I pray to God on how to give back, and he just said, open my mouth, and he'll fill it. So blessings to all.
All right, all right. Thank you, Minister Leslie. We appreciate you so very, very much. Amen, amen. We're going to ask our Mother Charity to just close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. Don't miss tomorrow, Pastor George R. Spinks. Amen. All the way from New Jersey by way of Virginia. Will be ministering for us on tomorrow. Dial in early. Invite some people to come on the line. Amen. Share the post on your page. We appreciate it so very, very much. Amen. I'm not going to play a song as we close out. I'm going to just let Mother close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Y'all pray for me and continue to pray for my mother. I have to pick her up from the treatment center right now. This was my task today, so I had to finish up a little bit early. Amen. So, Mother Charity, can you close us out with a word of prayer? We'll see you on tomorrow, Pastor Spinks.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Mother Charity. Mother? All right, I'll let Pastor Spinks close us out then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you right now, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. We thank you for what you have imparted on the line in our spirits on today. Father God, ask you that you would keep us in that place, oh God. Let us not forget, Father God, what your word has spoken on this afternoon, your instructions, oh God, hallelujah. Father God, order our steps in your word even the more, God, hallelujah, that the man and woman of God will be thoroughly furnished in the ministry. Father God, we thank you, oh God, and Father God, we ask you to touch on right now, God, the name that was called out this afternoon, and Father God, touch Pastor Adrian Bernard's mother. Father God, even as she's getting ready to go and pick her up, we pray traveling mercy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to cover us, God, as we depart from this line, but not from your presence. Father God, continue to keep us, oh God, in your mighty name, Jesus, covered under your precious blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory and the honor in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Lord, we'll see you.
God bless you.
Love all of you. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow, darling, early.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.